making it all way faster. Excess hunger more than ever, ever after.
FTM. Mark Collier here for Thomas Matters Radio. Appreciate that little intro music from our sound engineer, Zeke. Appreciate that, Zeke. We are brought to you by Omega Processing Solutions, headquartered in Fort Thomas, Kentucky, and City Barbecue of Highland Heights. Today on the show, we are going to do a little political interview with Allison Ball. Allison is the Republican candidate for state treasurer. She faces off against Democrat Rick Nelson. If you believe some of the political pundits of the races that are kind of up for grabs this year, which does include the Kentucky governor's race, also the commissioner of agriculture, attorney general, auditor, secretary of state, most believe that Allison has a good shot of winning the seat. It is an empty seat right now. It's being vacated by Democrat Todd Hollenbach, who will be term limited out of his position. Todd's been the Kentucky treasurer since 2007. So we're going to talk to Allison about her campaign, where it's taken her through the courses of Kentucky, whether she thinks that this seemingly Republican wave will continue, and maybe get some insight on some other races that are going on around the state. Had some very big news in Fort Thomas this last week as Ron Dill, a longtime Fort Thomas resident and city employee of nearly 28 years now, the longest tenured city employee, was named the city administrative officer in Fort Thomas. That is the top appointed position in the city. The way that the Fort Thomas city government works is a mayor-council form of government. The mayor basically is the boss of the city administrator. The city administrator is the boss of the entire city employee base, meaning the police, the fire, the employees that work within the city, the finance department. So it's obviously a big promotion for Ron. Ron was promoted from, he's had a number of different jobs since he started in the city. The most recent ones, he was the assistant city administrator and the general services director. So he kind of wore a lot of hats. It's going to be a seamless transition to that extent because he was also the interim city administrator. He was appointed by Mayor Eric Haas last month to do that. So he's been in that role for about a month. Mayor Haas said that they conducted about 7 to 8 interviews, and Ron was the last interview that they conducted, and he must have had a really good impression because the first thing that Mayor Haas said at city council was that he had never seen him more enthused, which is a really good thing to hear. That's what you want from your city administrator. It'll be interesting to see what his objectives are, and we'll talk about those with him so that we can relay those to our listeners and our readers. And again, thanks for listening to Fort Thomas Matters Radio. We certainly appreciate that. We are brought to you by Omega Processing Solutions. Are you an independent business owner looking for a better way to process credit cards? Then you should check out Omega Processing Solutions. They have a straightforward application and approval process. It makes it really, really simple. They have everything in-house from their underwriting to their boarding department. And you're going to want to talk to them about what that little chip in your new credit cards will mean for you, your customers, and your business. To talk to one of their professional account executives, you can call them at 866-888-9724, 866-888-9724, or send an email to info@omegap.com. A lot of our Fort Thomas Matters family member businesses use Omega Processing Solutions because they know it's an easy, simple process. They are really easy to work with, and you should call them today. Again, in our first segment, we will be interviewing Kentucky Republican candidate for treasurer, Allison Ball. Thank you. Mark Collier back with Allison Ball. Allison is the Republican candidate for state treasurer, and she is running against Democrat Rick Nelson from Middlesboro. Allison is a bankruptcy attorney. She's got her JD from the University of Kentucky. Go Blue. Right. She's a longtime Eastern Kentucky gal. Allison, how are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. First. Well, you just gave a little bit of a rundown, but you're right. I'm from Eastern Kentucky. I'm from Prestonsburg in Floyd County. My family has been there for nine generations since the 1790s.
I read that.
That's... Yeah, deeply rooted in those mountains. I'm related to about half the county, I think.
Yeah, so your family's been in Kentucky longer than Kentucky's been a state.
Yeah, well, just about. I think we're about almost the same time, actually. Yeah.
So one of the interesting things that I read Scott Jennings, who runs Run Switch PR.
Yes.
He kind of did a rundown of the statewide elections and kind of ranked them in order of, you know, who was most likely to win. He looked at it from a Republican standpoint. He had your race as number two that you would most likely go to a Republican.
Good.
Right? So with that being said, he also said that there's not been a whole lot of news that's come out of the treasurer since, he put it, in the 1880s, since James Honest Dick Tate absconded with $100,000 from the state treasury for tobacco. So I guess, you know, rolling all of that in there, what's a state treasurer do for somebody
sure.
that doesn't know?
Yeah, and that's a great question. Well, the treasurer is the chief financial officer of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, in charge of the Kentucky's checkbook, Kentucky's bank account. So the treasurer is the one who's actually keeping an eye on the money. And that's why I like to emphasize my background as a bankruptcy attorney, because as a bankruptcy attorney, I think all the time about financial matters. I think about the consequences of debt. I'm always trying to help people get on sound financial footing. And you need somebody with that kind of a background to be that watchdog on our spending. I also was a prosecutor for about 4 years before I practiced bankruptcy law. And I tell people that's important, too, because when you've been a prosecutor, you learn how to stand up for things and fight for what's right. And you need somebody, you know, you develop a backbone as a prosecutor. And you need somebody who's willing to stand up for things in order to be that watchdog.
And talking about that, looking at some of the biggest obstacles that your potential office could face, right, is the $30 billion in unfunded pension liabilities.
Yes.
How do you go about tackling something that big and that astronomical?
Well, that's a good question. And one thing I like to point out to people is the treasurer sits in the Kentucky Teachers Retirement System Board. And that is one of our major unfunded problems right now. So I'm going to have an actual role on that board to be able to make a difference, to be able to influence, to get on sound financial footing. In other ways, as state treasurer, I want to see the money that's coming in and the money that's going out. Nobody's going to be in a better position than me to see the financial state of Kentucky. So I think that's going to put me in a great position to be an advocate for changing our pension systems the way they need to be changed, an advocate for tax reform, an advocate for sound financial policies.
And you mentioned, you know, having a backbone and having to stand up and make a tough decision.
Sure.
Are there tough decisions that's got to be made there?
Well, sometimes you need someone to be the grown-up in the room, and that may mean recognizing that we do have to do some things differently. And that's why I also try to emphasize that I'm not from the system. I'm from outside the system. I've been practicing in the real world. So I can come at it with fresh eyes.
So, and me, from being a private, you know, a private business owner, why in the heck would you want to run for public office?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. And I do think it has to be a calling. It has to be something that you feel like that you're led to do, because there's a lot of negatives about tackling difficult problems. But somebody's got to get in there and try to tackle those problems. Otherwise, the problems get worse. So I'm eager to try and make a difference.
So, and I looked at your platform. Obviously, there's things on your platform that are typical would be incumbent upon a Republican. So you mentioned free enterprise. You
yes.
mentioned limited government. You mentioned personal liberties. From a state treasurer perspective, can you give me an example of how your office would personify free enterprise?
Sure. If for the free enterprise specific question, I absolutely can. I do think you need somebody who is friendly towards business, because business is the backbone of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. It helps the middle class. It helps real life people. And I like to tell people about how I came to appreciate business and hard work, because it started when I was a kid.
Sure.
When I was 9 years old, I got an allowance. I got $5 a week, $20 a month. I felt like my life was set. things were going the way I wanted them to. At that point in time, true story, my mom and dad took me aside and they said, Allison, we decided to stop giving you an allowance because you are becoming a socialist. You are not learning how to work hard and you feel like you're entitled to everything. So this is the end. No more allowance. And I had a terrible attitude about this at first. I pouted. I was upset. So they were right. I was becoming entitled to this money. And just by virtue of the fact that I was a kid. But eventually I realized my mom and dad were dead serious. And if I ever wanted to buy toys again or go to the movies, I was going to have to figure out some way to earn some money. So I started a business.
Sure.
As a nine-year-old. I started Positive Pencils International.
There you go.
Very big.
You got the LLC?
We didn't LLC it, no. Not at that point, because I wasn't legally savvy enough to figure that part out. But I did. I started a business, named it Positive Pencils International. And I designed pencils that said things like, I'm a winner, believe in yourself, different positive things. I sold them for 25 cents each or four for a dollar. And that first week that I started my business, I sold them to everyone I could. So Mark, if you had been around me when I was nine, you would have bought at least a dollar's worth of pencils. And by the end of that week, I made $200. And I thought, oh my goodness, my mom and dad were right. And I tell people I became a committed believer in free enterprise and the free market system and hard work and how that really can, you know, you can control your destiny by hard work.
Well, and that's a great lesson that your parents have bestowed upon you. Now, did they take it a step further? Did they take 30% of your gross profits?
Oh yes, I paid taxes, and I remember as an 11-year-old realizing how much money I was losing on taxes. I thought, this is horrible. So
you got your introduction to the Republican Party at 9 years old.
I did. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So
and when you talk about free enterprise and limited government and personal liability, you also talk about what you'll do to make sure that the Constitution is doing what it was intended to do. And I guess my question would be to you, is the office of the treasurer not adhering to that now?
Well, I think for a long time it's been a rubber stamp position. It's just been whatever the governor or whoever has wanted. It's just been rubber stamp. Yes, you get these checks written for you. But it actually, it's a job created by the Constitution. It has a constitutional obligation, and that is to make sure the only spending that is done is constitutionally authorized spending. So it has to be appropriated by the General Assembly. It has to be done correctly. So you do need somebody who actually is keeping an eye on that and only writing checks when they are constitutional.
Yeah, so I guess, and talking about this whole thing, does the treasurer, in your eyes, obviously you're running for the position, so you think that it is viable. Is that something that, maybe could be rolled into another position down the road?
Well, you know, what I say right now is it's a job that's not been done. And we need somebody, while we've got this job the way it is, we need to have somebody actually doing it. And there's a variety of ways to do the job the way you're supposed to, the way it's created right now. It has that constitutional role. So you've got to be that watchdog. And it serves on several boards.
The lottery board,
Kentucky Teachers Retirement Board. The treasurer is the vice chair of the investment commission. The chair is the governor. So there's a lot of oversight. And it oversees all of our investments for the Commonwealth of Kentucky. And we have a lot. And there's one thing, too, that affects real-life people. People kind of know about this a little bit.
Sure.
The treasurer is completely in charge of all unclaimed property in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. So those are usually salary checks that they don't know who they belong to, or sometimes they're actual items like jewelry, or it could be stocks and bonds. They don't know who it belongs to, so it goes to the state and it's held onto for a while. And you want somebody who believes in property rights, as I do, in charge of that, because I want people's property returned to them. I don't want the state holding onto money or items that it shouldn't, that it doesn't own. So so you do need somebody who is accountable to the people doing something like that.
And it sounds like you're talking about what you will do, right?
Right, but exactly.
At some point, you know, you do have somebody on the ballot against you. What's the biggest difference between you and your opponent?
Well, number one, I actually have a financial background. I'm the only one running with a financial background. And I do think that is important. You know, you've got to understand financial matters to be that watchdog. Again, I'm from outside of the system, which is good, too. My opponent has been in the General Assembly for 14 years. And, for example, the teacher's retirement system was in good shape 14 years ago. It's not in good shape now. So we need somebody who understands financial matters, somebody with fresh eyes influencing those matters.
So, obviously, you can check these things. What's your website real fast?
It's Ball for Kentucky.
Ball for Kentucky. That's B-A-L-L for Kentucky.com. Give me something interesting that's non-political that maybe somebody would find interesting about you.
Okay, well, gee, well, we talked about my pencil business.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That would probably be my go-to thing would be my pencil business. I've been an entrepreneur since I was a kid.
UK or U of L? Or Eastern?
I went to UK for law school. Okay. So you're not gonna
get out of this question like Mr. Conway has done on a.
Well, I went to UK, and so I do love the Cats. I am proud that we have such a great basketball state, that we are the college basketball capital of the world. So I like all of our schools to do well, and all of our schools do well.
Sure.
We make the NCAA tournament. Well, it's not unusual just to have four schools in the NCAA tournament.
Or five with Murray State.
Or five, exactly. Yeah, it's
Murray
not unusual
State,
at all.
Murray State's gotten to the Sweet 16 a few times.
That's right.
Who's been the most interesting person that you've met? Interesting person or interesting story that you've talked to? Obviously, you've done a lot of campaigning throughout the entire state.
Sure. Well, you're talking about just on the campaign trail or
yeah.
in my life?
Yeah, yeah. Campaign trail.
Okay, campaign trail. You know, I've been... It's been a great experience talking to just real-life Kentuckians. You'd have to be the ordinary people that you talk to,
sure.
everybody that you talk to. You know, we have great people in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. We're very family-oriented. We have a lot of individuals. You know, this is a place that likes people to be who they are. So I've had a great time talking. It's been exhilarating talking to people one-on-one.
So do you like campaigning?
I do. I do like campaigning.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's great. How else do you have this entry point to talk to people all the time?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? Last question, we'll wrap it up. What are you going to do the day after Election Day?
Sleep.
Yeah?
I will sleep the day after the election.
Yeah.
Yes.
Prediction.
Oh, I'm going to win. I'm going to win. I'm up in polls right now, which is great. But, you know, you got to stay focused because there's 10 days and so many hours left and you can't take anything for granted. So particularly this area, I really want this area to turn out because this is an important area. There are a lot of people that believe in fiscal responsibility and want to see our state in good financial footing in this area. So I want to encourage people here, come out.
Absolutely.
Vote.
And if you're listening to this podcast, Northern Kentucky, we are generally a Republican. We have been trending Republican. But our turnout numbers have been bad. They've been real bad. And what happens invariably is that Frankfurt looks at those numbers and they kind of, that's why we've become a donor region. So if you do get an opportunity, make sure to look at Allison Ball for Kentucky.com. She's the Republican candidate for state treasurer. Allison, thanks for being on.
Glad to. Thanks, Mark.
And of course, Allison is running against State House Rep Rick Nelson. Election Day is Tuesday, November 3rd, which has us just about 10 days away. So whoever you decide to vote for, do make sure that you are kind of looking at the issues of the race. Do your homework on that. And more than anything, vote. Voting is 100% how we get Frankfurt's attention. So if you can get out, please do get out and vote. For Allison Ball, this is Mark Collier for Thomas Matters Radio. We are sponsored, again, by City Barbecue. You can find them at 2760 Alexandria Pike or citybbq.com. Call them for your catering requests at 859-415-4544, 859-415-4544, or citybbq.com. Again, for Allison Ball, this is Mark Collier for Thomas Matters Radio.